time now to check in with the Bryant Park Project blog, and our blog maven Laura Conaway is back from a couple days at the mothership.
Yes, I am. Good morning.
Welcome back.
Glad to be back in New York City with the BPP.
What's going on in our online universe?
You guys are just, I go away for a couple days and I come back and you guys are just working like crazy. Ian Chillog is here with me and he did this cool slideshow which we just threw up in about 2.5 minutes, I think.
Hey, yeah. We got this one up there. This is, you remember Where's Waldo books?
Sure.
Yeah. Okay, well, this artist in Vancouver, Melanie Cole, she's 22. She thought, well, as a kid, you know, I used to spend hours looking over these things. She says, this is what people do now with the internet. They just spend hours looking. And things like Google Earth, you're actually spending hours looking for things. So she made a giant Waldo, put him on...
It's really giant.
It's 2,300 square feet.
I'm looking at it right now. Wow.
She put it up on a rooftop in Vancouver, and she's waiting for Google Earth satellites to pick it up so that you can actually play Where's Waldo on Google Earth.
Wow.
And I asked her about, you know, this is a totally new medium. You're using Google Earth for art. And she had something really interesting to say to that.
In ancient times, people were making these large figures on the Earth that could only be seen from the sky at the time when there was no Google Earth or helicopters or airplanes. And so those works, they were just surrendered to the gods. But at this point in time, everyone can access these images, not just the gods.
So I think that was pretty cool, you know?
It is kind of cool.
It's new, but also classic.
Yeah, the slideshow is pretty sweet. Ian, thank you for doing that.
You're welcome.
It's very cool.
Welcome back.
Can we just play some of my new favorite song?
Yes, go for it.
It's Erykah Badu's Honey. That's what it's called, right?
Yep.
The other thing that happened while I was gone was Allison opened a thread about the video of this song.
Yeah, it's really interesting. They use chroma key. It's somebody walking through a record store and picking up album covers, and on some of the album covers, they're recreated with Erykah Badu in them. So there's a bunch of them. There's got to be about 12 or so. And so I asked people if they could identify these album covers, because not all of them are classics.
And our listeners are amazing.
Yeah, they jumped right on this. I took sort of the obvious one, 3 Feet High and Rising by De La Soul, because it's hot pink and she's got the flat top going on.
But there's some really obscure stuff in here. I mean, Maggot Brain by Funkadelic, Paid in Full, Eric B. and Rakim. Stuff that you just... You know, you have to know it to see it on site going by in a video like that. I was amazed.
Ohio Players, saw that one.
Yeah, that's totally cool.
Morrison and Olivia Newton-John Physical.
Diana Ross doing Blue. So there's back and forth about whether it was really the Gorillaz Demon Days. I'm still not sure. But
yeah, or was it Let It Be?
Yeah, thank you for doing it. It's awfully sweet.
If you want to check it out, I don't know if we've got them all. But, you know, if you want to join the fun,
maybe
you know
where to find.
Go.
Find Waldo, find the album covers.
All right, go to our blog, npr.org/Bryant Park, and also join us at twitter.com/BPP. We also have a Facebook group, npr.org/BPP Facebook. Thanks, Laura. Thanks,
Ian. Thanks, you guys. We appreciate it. That's it for this hour of the BPP. Thanks for being with us. As always, we're online all the time. You know where it is, npr.org/Bryant Park. I'm Rachel Martin.
I'm Allison Stewart, and this is the Bryant Park Project from NPR News.